Start your day at the Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, 27th of Sivan, 16th of June. Rabbi Danny Kirschlieter, a land like no other, for a people like no other. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Kirschlieter, Nishmas, Rabbi Shai, Nochem, Ben Rabbi Avrom, Goschuk, Zifron, Lebrocho, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday.
It's always lovely to start the day at the Torahway. Particularly honored to be speaking in a week which is dedicated to memory of my beloved father, Goschuk, the son of Rabbi Avrom Goschuk, the founder of the Beis Medrash. Just one little personal thought. When he was 70, the financial world changed dramatically and it became very difficult to continue manufacturing anything in this country. He was in the clothing business. So he suddenly forced at 70, a time to retire, is what I'm going to do. And he decided that he was good at bookkeeping and the Sage software packets were just coming out. So he decided to teach himself bookkeeping. And his second career was as a successful bookkeeper and accountant. And he retired when he was 95, would have carried on if it was COVID, retired when he was 95. It always reminds me that don't retire. Make sure that you find other things to keep yourself busy, both to ensure that 24/7 you continuously use all your koichas. And it's Hashem, my drosha should be a schus for his ilei neshama. So there's different ways of putting this, but you know, just before we say Kriya Shema, we gather together our tzitzis. Ki b'shem kodshcha godol v'aneira, and then v'havien l'shalom mi'avu kam fasoris v'sodichenes le'atzeinu. Or if you follow in the Nusach Svad, interesting differences for another time to go into more detail, the Sodi Chena Mehem will come as without saying no, but before that we make it very clear, Mahev Ahovi Alena Brocha Vashana Mehera Me'abo come for Sori. Slightly different Nusach, but the same principle, which is at that moment in our tefillah, we gather together our Arba comforts. And we hold them together, on the left hand side next to our heart, and then later, sometime during Kriya Shema before the Perek of this week's Sedra, we put them to our right hand and kiss them appropriately. Some people put them a Risem Oisama, put in front of their eyes. But why is it that we suddenly take the Arba Kamfas, or we take the four tzitzis way before we're going to say Vayom Hashem? Why is it before we have the mitzvah of kissing our tzitzis or saying the pos? Why do we gather together our four tzitzis? And what makes it even more complicated is that the theme of the perek that we're making reference to, Ava Rabba, is talking about Torah. Torah, right? And we have the obligation, Merachem Rachem Aleinu, and we ask the Eivishter, Lahovin, Lahaskin, Lishmo, Lilmod, Lamed, Lishmo, Velasos, and it's all talking about the Chiyuv Tam. In fact, it's so clear in Halacha, all the aspects of Hilchos Tamat Torah and our obligation, that if a person inadvertently forgot Birchas Torah in the morning, he's Yetzer with Kavon in the Avarama. What's the theme? The theme is Torah, Talmud Torah, learning and understanding. And suddenly, we suddenly change the subject and we talk about going the Shalom Yabba Kamfas Oretz, but not just going with Shalom Yabba Kamfas Oretz, but we should do it Kumamiya Sa'at Sena, the language Kuma, very, very rarely used in Tanakh. And then we're ready to be miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Shema Yisrael. So one second, this is Talmud Torah, or it's going to Eretz Yisrael. What's the theme of this bracha? Why do we suddenly change? And at the moment that we change, we grab hold of our tzitzis. So I'm going to share with you two approaches to this question, but it's fascinating because you know I have the schus of teaching many, many talmidim. And the last year or two, I've been focusing on young couples, helping them prepare for married life, and then once they're married, helping them prepare beyond that as well. A major and essential Arabic in today's world. And you get asked the most obvious questions. I run a program called Filling in the Gaps, to make sure that all the gaps that many Balei Tshuva and other people have missed out on, that now they're Balei Bos, how to make Kiddush, how to make Havdalah. You've watched it, you've seen it, but let's... And then they asked me, and one of the guys asked me, why is it that you bring together the tzitzis? It's an Arizal. The Arizal brings it, brings it down. The Behetiv brings it, and it's brought by there. But why? And sometimes you think to yourself, that's a very good question. I've been doing that for a few years now. Why Dafka then? Is it brilliant? Anyway, so I'm going to share with you two approaches to this question. And we'll see. We'll see on a journey. You know, when it came to Shavuos, Mamish Mamid Hasinai. Of course, we have the minhag to read Megillas Rus. And in Megillas Rus, you have the famous connection between the land of Eretz Yisrael and Shmiras HaMitzvahs. In fact, the Yalkut Shimoni, right at the very beginning of the Megillah, points out that there was a famine in the world. What does it mean there was a famine? Vayihi, he says, refers to those two aspects. Because there was a famine in Torah, because there was a famine in Ruchnius, because Yidden weren't behaving the way they were supposed to, as a result of that, there was a famine in Gashmius. The relationship between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is such that our spiritual and moral level defines our physical success. Yalkut Shimoni, have a look. Based on that, there's a very interesting idea based on a Mayom Lo'ez, which was when Boaz meets his coachman. Again, during the time before that, it was devastation. There was a famine in Eretz Yisrael. Time to introspect, time to do tshuva. Now Boaz is back in Eretz Yisrael, and he's rebuilding, or Boaz was always there, but they're rebuilding the world of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, things are going really well. We catch them as he's speaking to his kotzim. And he says the famous line, Hashem Amochem, Yivarechach Hashem. Which, by the way, many of our Sephardi brothers say that before they say an Aliyah L'Torah. Mm-hmm. And you ask them, why do they say Hashem Amochem, Yivarechach Hashem? Until I suggested this answer, I hadn't heard a good answer from them. This is based on the Mayim Lo'ez. What's the possible connection between Torah and saying Hashem Amochem? So the question is how you interpret those words. But one explanation based on the Mayim Lo'ez is Hashem Amochem could be a question, which is, I want to now you're rebuilding Eretz HaKodesh. Now we're moving Baruch Hashem away from the famine. Are we going to ensure that continues? Hashem Imochem! Is HaKodesh Baruch Hu with you in all that you're doing in Eretz Yisrael? You're giving Trumas and Maisus, you're giving Pe'alek and Shikha. Are we living in Eretz Yisrael the way HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants us to live in Eretz Yisrael? Because there's a fine balance. You keep Shmiras HaMitzvahs. You see the end of Acharei Mos, you see the end of Kedoshim. The Torah speaks about sicking Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael when we don't keep the mitzvahs of Eretz HaKodesh. So I've got a question. Hashem Imochem, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you? Again, it's not Poshim Shat, it's a drush. And the answer, yes, and therefore Yivarechach Hashem. Because we say, yes, therefore you're going to be blessed, because we say, Im b'chukos say teilechel uve'etz mitzvah say tishmu, if you go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways and you guard the Torah and you keep it in all of its aspects, and amelis b'Torah, and you really steig, and you become a you're supposed to be, then, menosati, etc., etc. I'm going to give you brocha ad belidai. But it starts by saying that the condition of Eretz Yisrael is, in b'chukotei teilecha, ves mitzvasai shishmur. And you do that, then you're going to be blessed. So I have a question, Hashem imochem. They said yes, and therefore, yivarechacha Hashem. An interesting insight into it. And that concept finds its way throughout the Torah, we keep on being reminded, particularly in Devarim, we keep on being reminded of the obligation to connect our moral, spiritual status and ensure who we are as a Yidden. This is Eretz Yisrael, this is for Klal Yisrael. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu measures this in a very different sort of way. In fact, you'll notice in the second paragraph of Shema, which is very daily, V'hoyom Shema Tishmael Mitzvasai, there, and you keep all the mitzvahs, then V'nosati Mata'atzachem. Straightforward, very black and white. And when we don't, we'll come Chorban. When we don't, we'll get thrown out. When we don't, there'll be famine. Throughout the Torah, repeated time and time again. What's interesting is, of course, that what people aren't always aware of is what the Pesukim immediately before the Pesukim in the second paragraph of the Shema. Ki Oretz Hashato Boshom Levishto. This land of Eretz Yisrael is a very, very different sort of land. It's not like any other land in the entire world. And he goes on to tell us about some of the ways geographically it's different, agriculture it's different, the way it's watered is different. And then we have the famous lines immediately before V'hoyoyim Shema, immediately before the message I just shared with you, which is Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Oisoi Tomid. Eine Hashem Elokecha Boi Meireshis Hashona Vadachis Hashona. There's a different relationship between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to any other land and any other nation. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are constantly on it. Darish is so tamid. They're constantly looking. The Eibishter are constantly looking. Are you behaving the way that a melech is supposed to behave in a palace? Are you a mamlech as kind of a goy kodesh? Are you living in my land the way that you're supposed to live in my land? And that's the power of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says in the Kuzari something quite extraordinary. And there are various different editions of the Kuzari. I take this from the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva. And he says, the Kuzari puts it very simply. There's a whole section on Eretz Yisrael. And he says like this. In different parts of the world, you get different foods. Why? Because the conditions there are suitable for them to grow. There aren't too many pineapples growing on trees in Golders Green. Right? Not many banana bushes in Manchester. Okay. You may have the good fortune to have the exception, but these things don't happen naturally without a lot of agricultural, horticultural assistance. Why? It's because you need the weather, the dryness, the rain, whatever it may be, in order to make the soil. He says there's certain animals which you don't find. You don't find tigers in South Shields. Right? You just... doesn't happen, as far as I know, right? Why? Because they're not the conditions there which are making it, right? He says the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is certain things grow in certain places, certain animals breed in certain places, v'chol v'chol. And he says, and the nation of Klal Yisrael grows best in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Kuzari writes. Eretz Yisrael is made for Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is made for Torah Mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael is where we will grow and will become the nation we're supposed to be coming. In fact, many years ago, I had the schusser to live in Zichron Yaakov. And, you know, it was extraordinary. You could literally go out and you could see what was happening in the year. Mamish, according to the Pesukim, you'd see the grain growing, you'd see the barley growing. Ah, that means coming up to Pesach. coming up to Bishvat, you could see the Shkedi Perech. You could see all of these things happening. The year fitted beautifully. And I saw a sign on a road which I've never seen anywhere in the rest of the world ever. And as you know, in this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us that when the spies went into Eretz Yisrael, it was Yimei Bikurei Anovim. It was the grape season. That's what they saw. It's this week's Sedra. And in Zichron Yaakov, they have the Carmel Winery, which, if you know Zichron Yaakov, it's quite high up there on the mountain. And all the trucks are schlepping off in the grapes from all over the area, up the hills. And in those days, they were taken in trucks and all different sorts of big lorries. But there were so many grapes, and the grapes were so heavy, that you can often see, looking out the back of the truck, little grape juice running out of the backs of the trucks or underneath the being schlepped there. And there was a sign on the side of the road that said, beware of skidding due to grape juice. You do not get that in Golders Green, nothing goes wrong. So the Torah tells us this is, you may... And that's Maisa, what you see. You go now, so you can mamish feel it, you can see it. So one explanation to this whole idea that I shared with you, and again, the Nusach slightly different, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfad, is that my Torah that I'm learning and the Talmud Torah that I'm involved in is going to be infinitely bigger, and Lishma V'Lasoyis is going to be infinitely better. When Torah is kept in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different world entirely. Different world entirely. And the Meraglim who said, we can't go up, don't make that same mistake again. And as you're saying this paragraph, remind yourself that there's a bigger Torah and there's a more important life that we have to leave. Mitzvah Shem will come, me'alba kamfasoretz. That's one approach to the question. But I want to share with you a second approach to this question, which will take us on a slightly interesting, different journey over here. And by the way, and then we can say Shema Yisrael, which is, we'll connect the ideas together. You know, the whole idea of wearing tzitzis and having the schus to have the tzitzis, there's a number of very interesting languages that we see in the tzitzis. First of all, al kanfei vigdehem, you have to wear the on the konof, dafka, the language konof, which is on the corner. And we have to have a kind of psil techeles. We have to have a psil techeles. Yeah. We have to have this turquoise-coloured string which comes out of the tzitzis. And of course, Chazal tell us that Tchelis tells me, when you see the Tchelis, you're going to think of the sea, you're going to see the sky, the Kisei HaKovod. Interesting journey, which goes from A to B to C. Of which Moshe Feinstein points out, and I always tell this to the Balei Tshuva I'm learning with, it's a step-by-step process. You cannot get from looking at the Tzitzis all the way to the Kisei HaKovod like that. First you have to do this, and then you have to do this, and then you have to do this. And sometimes, unfortunately, people move too fast, too quick, and they don't manage to keep it, because that's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. When Yaakov Avinu had his dream, his imagery was a ladder going from earth to heaven. Very difficult to skip steps in a ladder. One by one, take the steps. Not too fast. I remember Dan Lopian, Zichron Rocha, telling me in the 1980s, when many Balei Tshuva were sort of coming from India, Japan, and finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu somewhere along the way, and then like immersing himself totally in Yiddishkeit, incredible speed, and changing their lives over. And he was a bit concerned about their speed of change, and he says, yesterday Hashish, today Hashem. As only he could have put it in such a beautiful way. But the point is, there has to be a journey, it has to be point by point, and it has to be taken in that journey. Rav Aaron Lopiansky points out, the Lashon Techeles is fascinating, because it's also connected to the word tachlis. If you look at the etymology of the world, the interesting Talmud of Moshe Shapira, he points out Techeles, tachlis. I'll let you have a look in the Siddur and the Chumash, and you'll see, say that. Tachlis is always, what is the end point? What is the goal? Where is this taking me towards? And a person, when they see the tzitzis, they should ask themselves, what's the tachlis? Even if we don't have the blue thread today, the turquoise thread, there's always that sense of the tzitzis remind me of who I am, what I am, where I'm going, and the things which may get in the way of me achieving the goals that I have to set for myself, that the Eibush has set for me. And you see, interestingly, in Chumash, the number of fascinating ideas which connect to this tachlis and reminding us of this tachlis. It's always fascinating to note, of course, that immediately after the chet of Adam and Chava, the first thing which they had to do is they had to cover themselves over, they had to wear clothes. And it's also fascinating to note that in Parshas Noach, where the Torah tells us about our obligation to about Shem, Chom, and Yefes, and how they came out of the Teva, and what happened with their father, and he became improperly dressed, v'chulu v'chulu, exactly what the Avera was. They saw it as Ervas Aviv. The Torah tells us, v'yikach Shem v'yefes, is similar. They took a garment, v'yosimash, and they put it on their back, and they came and they covered up and made their father look modest once again. And of course, Rashi points out on this point, why is do we see the Lashon Vayikach? So the Torah tells us, Ein kasiv kam vayichu, it doesn't say that Shem and Yefes took it together, but rather it says the Lashon Vayikach. Lilmod al Shem, shenis amitz b'mitzvah Yoseh, that Shem was more involved in the mitzvah, he was the one who was pushing, he started off, he ran to do it. Lekach zochu bonav netalis shel tzitzis. Extraordinary. What was the fact that Shem's ancestors are going to wear talis shel tzitzis? Because he was zoreis in the mitzvah of making sure his father was dignified. Making sure he had a dignity. And it's very interesting, because if you go through many of the deeper sources, one of the points they're going to constantly mention is the dignity of dress. I pointed out Odom Chava, then we get to Parshas Noach, the dignity in dress, and the fact that this is our symbol, this is our message, this is our confident clothing that we wear, and we're sending out a message to ourselves and the rest of the world, we dress differently, we behave differently. And this is a subject for a different time, but people somehow along the line have got snias confused. Snias is not just about a tefach here and a tefach there. It's about a whole mechus of dignity. Is a yid behaving and walking in a dignified way, right? A couple of inches here, a couple of inches there, but the person is not a dignified human being. They may well be missing the point, both for women and for men. Interesting enough, if you want to look into where the original mitzvah of snias comes from, of course many people quote you Soter, the uncovering of the hair, but also it's talking about Erevus Dovah, which amazingly is when a man is in battle and going to the toilet, and it's also got to be modest. It's also got to be modest, right? Your machanes should be kodesh, and the Erev's Tova, it's the sneers of how a person lives their lives. And tzitzis is the dignity in our clothing. By the way, what Shimshon von Hirsch points out, something quite extraordinary, that the tzitzis is the extension of the clothes. There's a four-cornered garment, which people used to wear in those days. But what's different about our four-cornered garments is the extension, how we extend it, and the message inherent in those incredible. And in the schus of morality, in the schus of dignity, we get the mitzvah of tzitzis. And of course, we learn in Gemara and Sota, with Avram Avinu and what happened with Sodom, that as a result of what Avram Avinu refusing to take anything from Sodom, refusing to take Imbechut V'ad Tzorach Nal, the Gemara in Sota comes on to tells us that as a result of that, Zochu Boniv L'Shtei Mitzvahs, Avram Avinu, 10 generations, Odom 10 generations, Noach 10 generations, Avram Avinu, and what happens, he refuses to take Zochu Boniv L'Shtei Mitzvahs. What were they? Chut Shel Techeles. As a result of Avraham Avinu's encounter with with Sodom and the miracle of saving Lot, we have the Inyan of Techeles. We have the Inyan of Tachlis. What's part of the message there? I don't want anybody to say that there was any other force involved except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody makes me rich except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody wins battles except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tachlis of a Yid is to constantly remind themselves to be aware that the Eibishter runs the world in all aspects of our life. Interestingly enough, if you go through the Mephoshim who talk about different aspects of tzitzis, we have the famous Gematria of the 8, the 5, the 600, 613, which Rashi brings. There's a fascinating Balaturim. The Balaturim says, what does it mean, uskatamaso? Why is it that one mitzvah, I'm going to remember all the other mitzvahs. It's a very rare phenomenon, this one. I do one mitzvah and I'm going to remember all of the other mitzvahs. So Chazal say, for the numbers, the Gematria, there's a lot going on over here. But I'll just share with you briefly. The Baal HaTorim says, Zekata Mosai, and you should remember, Ksiv Zechira B'Tzitzis. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to make Dalet Tzitzis, Ba'arba Kamfas Begolev, Shekol Mokam, Sheyifne Yiska. What's the idea of Dalet Kamfas? And by the way, you see, very interesting, by Yaakov Avinu, there's the Ufratza Yom of Okemus, Fonov of Negma. At the very beginning of our history, we see this concept in going in different directions and coming together. What's the idea of four directions? That each way I turn, left, right, forward, back, I keep on being reminded of who I am and what I am. Whether what's behind me, what's in front of me, what's this way, whichever way I look, he's got to be reminding himself, each of the four corners, the Eibishter's there. He says, well, what about the five chutim? What's the symbol of that? That's our allegiance to Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Every word of the Torah. Every time I see the tzitzis, I have to see it. And what's the idea, he carries on to say, about the eight strings? Amazing Baal HaTorim. The Baal HaTorim says, what's the idea of the eight strings? He said, "V'yesh b'chol echad shmona chutin." There's different things shiyamania malasos aver that will help you, stop you from doing averas. What are they? He says there are that b'shmona averim hamaraglim la'odim, which are going to cause this problem, which spy out this week's sedra. He says, for example, oznayim, our ears; einayim, our eyes; peh, our mouth; chaitim, our nose; yadayim, our hands; raglayim, our feet. Erev v'alev, the sexual organs, v'alev in the heart. I'll let you have a look at the Baal HaTorim. Baal HaTorim says, what are you supposed to think about when you see these eight tzitzis? Somebody said to me, you know, there's an Indian in Shulchan Aruch that before you put your tzitzis on in the morning, you have to count to make sure that they're kosher. According to the Baal HaTorim, as you're counting them through, you should ask if you're kosher. What have you done with your eyes? What have you done with your mouth? What have you done with your nose? What have you done with... How are we behaving as Yidden? How are we behaving as Yidden? And are we going to a world which is going to ensure a messianic era? Are we going to go to a world which is going to bring us Arba Kamfasoris? Where are we going on this life's journey? Baruch Hashem, we may be Lilmo de Lelame, but are we Mamish Lishma Velasos? Are we Mamish Lishma Velasos? Or are we Velosa Sorachri Levavachem Vachri Nechem? Don't follow after your heart and after your eyes. Amazing. You'll see the tzitzis. You remind yourself to tachlis, the techeles. You count the tzitzis and you remind yourselves of all those things throughout history which have got in the way of me achieving who I should be, who I could be, and what I must be. So one of the explanations is that when we take our tzitzis together and we say, V'havien l'shalom me'alba kamfas oretz, we say to ourselves, there's a much bigger picture for Klal Yisrael. There's a much bigger picture for me, which is that I have to get out of this golus. Because the Torah that I'm living and the Torah that I'm learning is nothing compared to the Torah that I'm living and the Torah that I need to be learning in Eretz Yisrael. It's nothing compared to the ultimate goal of Mashiach's science. So when I grab hold of those tzitzis, me abba kamfas oretz, I'm reminding myself of that. And I'm also reminding myself how different I am from the rest of the world. Because the rest of the world, unfortunately, the clothing has gone berserk. And again, this is a shir for another time, because unfortunately it's affecting our world as well. That some people believe that by wearing less, they'll get more respect. I don't know exactly how that goes. And then they all complain that they're not seeing me as a human being. They're just seeing me as a... of course they are, because that's a conversation for another time, how crazy the world's gone. And our clothing is our dignity, as we showed all right from the very beginning with Noach. Our clothing is standing up as our insignia. It's the famous story of the Dubna Magid, the poor man who goes to the rich man and sees the rich man rings the bell, and all of a sudden they bring in a course. He rings the bell. 10 minutes later, they take out the course, they clear the table, rings the bell, another course comes in. He's amazed by this. He stretches, the Dubna Magid, so excited about it. He says, you know, when I go home, I'm going to try this out as well, see how it goes. So he says to his wife, I've got this fantastic invention. You sit there, relax. So he rings the bell, garnished. And his wife has to explain to him, my friend, you can ring lots of bells, but unless you have the helpers around and the wealth to ensure, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. When we wear tzitzis, it's supposed to be ringing bells. There's five chutin, there's chamishi chumshe Torah. There's these eight aspects which take us away from who we're supposed to be. There's our tachlis, there's our techeles in this as well. Says Zechariah, a pasuk which is not well known for people, but I'll let you look it up when you have the opportunity. In Perek Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel. Kom Hashem Zavokos. Bayama Hemo, he's talking now about what life is going to be at the end of days. What's going to happen is, Yachzika Asara Anoshim Mikol Lashonos HaGoyim. They're going to be different groups of people from all of the languages. There are 10 different people from all the languages, all the nations of the world. Vehekziku bekanef ish Yehudi. And they're going to grab hold, everybody's going to grab hold of one of the corners of your garment. At the end of days, mi'arba kamfas oretz, as we're getting ready for the Mashiach to come, as the Mashiach is coming, and the beginning of a world which is the shalom which we're looking for, the shlemus which we're looking for, then at that moment, the non-Jews are going to come running and say, my goodness me, you've dressed so specially, you've got something inherently within you, who you are, what you are, manifest, we want to get a little bit more. Higdal Hashem lasos imein. Look at this incredible nation, how they... And that's another explanation as to why it is, perhaps, that we gather together our tzitzis at the end of Lilmud al-Alamed, and we say we're looking forward for a bigger world, a better world, which we want to be part of. What can I do in order to make sure that's going to happen? And at that bringing of that world, V'havien l'shom, Mashiach tzayin, just to point out an amazing thing, and I'll finish with this. The Rav Munk points out that beforehand, in the Perek before, in Lekel Boruch, we speak about Yetz Hamoros, the incredible creation of all the wonders of the world. All the different, and that's what, and then all of a sudden we speak about Ava Rabba. Says Rav Munk, you have to understand, in this incredible universe, in this unbelievable world, which goes on ad infinitum, you're going to be a nation L'dor Asom. Carry on and on and on for all generations, because you've got something bigger than the physical world, bigger than the cosmos. What have you got bigger? You've got Lilmod, Lishma, Asos, the Kaimus Kaldur. That's what's bigger. Eretz Yisrael's different. With Torah and Eretz Yisrael, different relationship. And Torah, which should bring us from Yitz Hashem to the Mashiach, from here of Yomeinu, the wearing of your tzitzis and your looking at your tzitzis will be part and parcel of the assurance of that successful journey. Thank you very much.